Blog Talk Radio. to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Craig Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. You know the music for that soul of yours. You just heard the group fresh out of California named Kalaz. Now, believe it or not, Freddie Kalaz and his wife are the producers and the singers and writers for the group, and they will be with us tonight around in the next half an hour. But let me tell you, the lead singer on that is Freddie. Freddie is so serious. I haven't heard a falsetto like that since Russell Tompkins Jr. of the Stylistics and or Philip Bailey. So they don't make them like that anymore. I mean, I love it. That cut was called Now I'm Leaving. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I haven't been here since last week, and I'm supposed to be on 7 nights a week, as you guys know. And if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you social media you follow me on, then I'm out doing all kinds of things. I want to thank Veronica and Michael Kitt for the most amazing film festival in New York called the People's Film Festival. And I was the moderator and MC for that film festival. And we had a ball. If you've never been to a film festival, you should go. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever done, especially being the MC. So, you know, we're going to keep playing some of Kalaz's music until they come in and sit down and let's talk about them. You know, they still have, they got a great groove. They got a different groove that I'm really digging. I met Freddie through my Facebook and I was listening to some of their music and it just caught me. So, you know what? Sit back, grab a cocktail, and we're just going to chill and listen to some of their music until we actually do the interview.
Just for you, I would do anything. I'd face the first lost thing, sweet as roses and grapes. Just for you, I would go right on.
Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I can't even talk today. It's humid in New York. It's raining. It's been raining for the last 2.5 days in New York City, and so when it rains, you know how high the humidity goes. But tonight, we have a group out of California called Kalaz, Freddie Kalaz and his wonderful wife, and that last song was just for you. That has that serious heat wave vibe going. Remember Heat Wave? I hear Heat Wave in that. And you know Heat Wave was the group back in the day. So they're going to be in the studio with us talking about how they got started, what they're doing now, and what's happened to them and what's happening with them in the future. But stay tuned this week. I have Nat Wood, my partner in crime, sitting in on the Quiet Storm doing his thing. Now, meaning that he's going to be playing, or he's going to have a political agenda, I think. I'm not real sure, but he will be sitting in for me this week. And I want to say this in America is Memorial Day weekend, the kickoff for the summer. So wherever your plans are, the beach is open and everybody gets insane crazy. Can you believe it? And summer's finally here. We had a pretty much mild winter. But anyway, summer, I take it, if winter was mild, summer's going to be really, really hot. And I want to give a big shout out to a friend who I haven't seen in 15 years, and we go back like 30 years. And his name is Ed Pinker. I was running through my Rolodex today, and I ran across an old friend of mine, his name. And I decided, like, let me call Ed and see if he's still around. And he was. And it was so wonderful talking to you, Ed, and thank you for listening. I want to thank everybody in the foreign countries for listening to us. Right now, I have Europe. All over Europe is listening to us. I have Mexico listening to us. That's a first. I have Japan. Of course, I have Hawaii. Alaska. Wow. I'm looking at it. Alaska's listening to us. So I really want to thank everybody because I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys so much for listening and all your comments on Facebook and any of the social medias that you find me on. But you also remember this. Anytime you want to listen to an old segment or earlier segment of The Quiet Storm, all you have to do is get God. Greg On Demand. You can find it here at blogtalkradio.com, or you can get us at gradionyc.com, or get it on Facebook, or just even go to iTunes and you can find us and you get any episode. We've been around for almost a year and a half and it looks pretty good. The outlook in the future looks pretty good for G Radio. So and it's all because of my wonderful, beautiful listeners. I got Iceland listening to us. Thank you, Iceland. So until they come in, I'm gonna play another song from Kalaz. Now this song that I'm playing now, this is what made me call them or get a hold of them, or producer, birthday, get a hold of them. It's called God is Watching. Check it out. To the Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, we are featuring the music stylings and an interview with Freddie Kalaj from the group Kalaj. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. I want to give a quick shout out to Jessica in Southern Virginia. Jessica, thank you for listening. And guys, I would love to give everybody a shout out. It depends on what the time parameters are we're working with after the interview, and I would love to give everybody a shout. Well, I can shout states. I can't shout out individuals because I'm looking at all the people that want me to give them a shout out. But know this, if you guys have any requests whatsoever, all you have to do is go to gradionewyorkcity.com or gradionyc.com and put in a request, or hit me up on Facebook, or hit my producer up. And we'll try to accommodate you in every way you know, every way we could. I want to give a shout out to Margaret Boyd and Father's Children from D.C. We'll get up soon. I want to shout out Reg Jones from Sway. Reg, you know how we do it. We'll be in touch because Sway will be on as well. What else is going on? What do you guys have planned for the summer? Anything? I know New York is off the chain during the summertime. Yes, I'm going to do some traveling this year, some really heavy. I need a vacation. I haven't had a vacation in a long time, and people think doing this is a vacation. Actually, it's fun, but it's truly not a vacation, if you know what I mean, because I'm always doing this and I'm always doing that. As you guys, you've seen the pictures from the film festival. All the films that were previewed were fabulous. The one that stands out to me was the one I moderated called The Changing Faces of Harlem. It was really a quite interesting a movie. One, it was not finished, and she let us preview it before it was finished. Sean Bailey over at 30 Rock NBC. Sean, awesome, awesome, awesome film. So she took ideas on how she should finish it from the audience, which I thought was interesting. So stay tuned for that movie to come to a theater near you. It's called The Changing Faces of Harlem. She's been working on this movie for what? She said 14 years. So we'll see how that plays out. Anyway, you're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. As we wait for Kalaz to come, we'll try to get into some more of their music. And I love their music. Their music is fabulous. I mean, I like it. It works. It's got a great, great groove. You know, I'm feeling the groove in a big, bad way. Now I'm looking for, and there's another song that I was singing earlier today. I can't find it. Anyway, it was a great song. I was like, wow. I thought it was here, but I guess it's not here. So let me see. What else do we have here? Where are you, Freddie? I'm waiting on you, buddy. I don't want to play a long song, but I'll play a song until they get here. Let me see. Ticket to Ride. I like that. Here we go. We'll play this one. We do finally. Hey, let's see when we can find Freddie. Freddie gonna come in the house. Freddie's in the house.
Freddie's in the house and Miss Sandy. How you doing?
Hey, Sandy and Freddie is in the house, right?
Yes, sir.
We are.
How are you guys? Welcome to G Radio New York City.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I love your music. You guys got that. I hear DeBarge, I hear all kinds. You guys have a sound that you sound like some people, but you got your own sound, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It was designed to be like that. I appreciate all the people that came before me in the music field, man, and it's kind of like I kind of adapted some of their persona,
right.
But I developed my own style within. So I knew I couldn't make it trying to be like them. I had to be me.
Okay, so well, why don't you give me my listeners right now? We got 21,000 listeners in 6 countries, and it's only 7:30 in the East. So why don't you guys give my listeners some backstory on you guys and how you came about?
Okay, well, Miss Sandy, you have to talk too. You
don't be scared.
Uh huh.
So Sandy, don't be scared.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
scared.
Sandy and I met as teenagers. We were going to high school together. I didn't know. When I first met her, I thought she was like a middle school student. And I was impressed with she and her sister. They used to write songs and sing and harmonize. And I had just started in singing groups, and I was impressed. I was like, golly, I'm not even doing that, you know. So these guys had written like hundreds of songs and put them in shoeboxes, and I used to sit there and just trip off of them, man. I'm like, wow. So I guess they inspired me to start writing songs because I heard them, you know.
Right.
And we had been out of touch with each other over years, and, you know, we went through our lives all through high school, college years and everything. And we finally, about, 2007, we got back together maybe about 2004,
yes.
And then eventually we got married. We've been married now 5 years.
Oh, great! You guys are from D.C., right?
Well, I'm from Washington D.C. and
so am I.
I'm from Texas.
Oh, now how did that all hang? Now wait.
I was born in Texas and I was raised here in California though.
Okay, but wait. Now, where'd you grow up, Freddie?
I grew up in Washington, D.C.
Did you grow up in the city or the suburbs?
I grew up in the suburbs. I used to live in Hyattsville, actually in Prince George's County, Maryland.
In PG County, yeah, PG County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that happen when you guys, she's in California and you're here, you're in D.C.?
Well, my parents moved here in 1971.
Okay.
I came here behind my mom. My mom got here first. And I was I was a 3-sport All-American.
Wow.
So I came just adapt to the sports year here in this city, so I won a city championship here in basketball.
Wow, wow, wow. How tall are you, Freddie?
About 6'2".
Wow, wow, tall am I. So I play basketball as well. And so you guys got together. Were you recording before you got married?
No. When I came out of high school, I was going to college, and I had a young lady that was having a baby by me, and it made me, well, when I first met Sandy, I respected her family and her parents and all because my life had already started. And I thought they were children. I thought these guys were in middle school. I thought they were not even in high school. Never knew that she was almost one year behind me. I never knew that.
Right. Right.
So I respected that over the years, and finally, when the opportunity arose for us to really, you know, get together and meet each other, that's how we became married and we developed our songwriting career.
Okay. Now, real quick, guys, if you're listening to yourselves on the computer, can you turn it down because I'm getting massive feedback?
Okay.
Turn your computer. You can still go back and hear yourself after the show, but you have to turn your computer down so we won't. My listeners are getting feedback.
Okay, I have it all.
Okay, cool. So now, Freddie, you guys got together. How many albums? Have you guys put out any albums yet?
Well, this is our first. This year will be our first national album going out on the market. We've recorded 5 albums previously, but we have hundreds of songs, hundreds of material.
Right.
What we are trying to do is we're trying to become, well, we're in the kind of mold and fashion of Ashford and Simpson, a modern day type of thing. We're trying to write some great songs that will make a difference in the world, that will last a couple of generations instead of just some songs that are just one-hit wonder kind of type of thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know what? Don't go anywhere. I want to finish playing this wonderful song, You're My Heart. So hold on a bit, okay?
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Yeah.
The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host Greg Lassiter here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. That's You're My Heart. I gotta tell you, Freddie, you guys got some vibe going on there, man. That's some classic soul.
Thank you.
You and Sandy, man, I'm hearing some serious. This is what music is all about. One, the song means something, And I'm listening. It's a great vibe. It's soul music. So, but I also hear, guys, tell me, Would you prefer writing modern music or gospel music?
Well, I'll answer first, and I'll let Anthony. I am an R&B purist. I have gospel roots because of my parents, and
right.
So is Sandy.
Right.
Sandy is a prolific Christian writer.
Okay. She wrote God Is Watching.
I wrote God Is Watching.
Okay. When I first heard it though, I'm like,
uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Remember when I asked you, Freddie? I'm like, is this a woman? Who's singing this? I can't believe the falsetto you have.
Oh, thank you very much, man. It took a lot of years to develop that. You know, it's really an art form, man. It's a lot of cats that can sing falsetto, but to really sing it the way that Russell Tompkins and all the greats sung it, from William Hart from the Delphonics, those guys.
I got you.
You got to have a touch. You know what I'm saying?
I got you with Russell Tompkins Jr., Philip Bailey, William Hart, and don't forget Phil Perry.
Phil Perry's my boy. You can't never forget him.
He was on my show, back in September. Really nice guy. Now, you're in that league, Freddie. I mean, seriously, they don't make singers like you anymore, man.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. That got me right there. You got made my day with that one.
It's true. Listen to yourself, Freddie. Listen, you're up there. If you listen to all the modern, not even modern day, there are no modern day falsettos that sound like that. I don't know one.
Wow. And I know you're a radio programmer. You know. You should know.
So I got you up there. So I see good things coming from you guys. How did you guys come up with Collage?
Well, it started as a studio project. I had a studio project with some guys I had kind of grown up with here in the city. I used to work for Barry White as a ghost songwriter.
Uh-huh.
And these guys worked with me, and we wrote the song called Change on his last album with CBS. Of course, we learned the business through Mr. White. I love Mr. White. He loved me. He
right.
wanted to produce me.
Right.
And so my wife came in on the studio project. I brought her in and to sing with me, and I knew she was a great songwriter, but it worked. You know, it just worked. The collaboration worked. So I worked with my wife and a guitarist producer named Albert Lucero, and that's how Collage was formed. I went to sleep one night and woke up in a dead sleep, out of a dead sleep, and this name came to me. Why not combine my last name with the word jazz?
Right.
Call it Collage. Which could be a collage of pictures, colors, music, you know.
Right.
And it has different meanings, yeah.
That is
That's
awesome.
That
so, Sandy, what is your favorite song by you guys?
I would say my favorite song is, I really like God Is Watching.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Because it has a message. It really has a message, and it, you know, it's about love, but it lets you know that, you know, God is still watching us, and you know, you got to watch what you do and got to watch what you say, and, you know, and it makes you, you know, want to be a good person, you know.
Right. Right. Freddie, what about you?
Well, one of my favorite songs, I think, you know what, there's so many of them we've written, but one of my favorite songs is This Is How We Dance, and a reason why is because we had a magical meeting with a producer named Michael Cravens out of San Dimas, and the song was a magical thing. We all chipped in and wrote that song and produced that song.
Wow.
So that song has a country, western, R&B. I mean, check this out. Country, western, R&B flavor. With, you know, that's hard. That's a fusion.
It's very hard. Hey, wait. Don't go anywhere, guys. I'm going to play that for my audience. Stay. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Away the pain, I wanna be with you. I know you'll never go away, cause in my heart you'll always stay. I wanna be with you. I'll always believe in you. This is how I dance with you. And nothing else to do. Gonna keep loving you. This is how I dance with you. Let me lead the way. I promise that this love is here to stay.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. In the studio tonight, we have the song, the music, the great group Kalas with Freddie and Sandy. So, you know what, guys? I hear some Lionel Richie in that, man.
Yes, I am a big fan of Lionel Richie, and I do. I love country music, and when I collaborated with Mr. Cravens,
right,
he had the melody going, and actually, I don't know, I just wanted to make something like that, and I just felt that. So it worked.
It's awesome. That's an awesome.
It did work, Greg. Also, it's smooth jazz. That's what we aspire to be, smooth jazz vocalists. You know, that's for the grown and sexy, the mature. All our music has message in it, always has a Christian implement, and it's always, you know, it's R&B, it's classic R&B, something that a lot of the youngsters are not really doing. They're not composing like we do.
No, they're not real. If you watch my Facebook, I'm always complaining about, I own a record label, I'm president of a record label, and we manage artists. And I tell you, man, it's hard to get real. Artist. you know?
That's so true. That's so true. And we're out here, it's just the radio programmers have changed to hip-hop, man. And
right.
Hip-hop
right.
has run out. I mean, it's where else can it go? How much when you talk about your money, your car, and your, what you know? I mean, it's really street language. But what we do, we talk about relationships.
And love.
And love. It's all about love and God's love. It's not a secular, you know how they separate the differences in church and in the street. But it's man's love is God's love.
Right.
It's all about love, man.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, we hoping to get on a national tour. We want to be opening act for a big act. We'd like to do that, and we'd like to get our album sales going. We're trying to get signed with an entertainment company if somebody would pick us up, because
right.
we need that. And we also, you know, I work with a great production team, and I have to name these guys. I work with producer James Carlos, who's a great producer that produces us. We work also with Michael Cravens out of San Dimas and another producer, a couple of producers, Mr. Mark Drummond, which helped me on God is Watching, and also Mr. Delecta Johnson, which gave us a fresh Today sound.
Right. So now, I want you and Sandy go first. If you could tell my listeners and future artists anything, what would it be?
Future artists, just stay on track. Don't give up. Do what you feel is in your heart, because if you feel like you want to do your music, you were born to do this. So don't give up. Just keep doing it.
Freddie?
Well, I feel that you do it from your heart, because that's the only way the people are going to feel it. You know, record companies a lot of times have commercialized music, where you have to do whatever was successful before, but that's not true. You should do it from your heart. It's
right.
got to come from that.
Now, tell my listeners, and I want my listeners will pretty much, they listen to me, so I want you to tell them how they can find you and buy your music.
Okay. We're mostly right now are on Facebook. We can be found on Facebook. We have two pages there. Also, we're on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/collage, Freddy Collage, which is FreddyCollazz. And we also Reverb Nation, and that's just slash collage, collazz. As far as we are on iTunes, we have a couple of our songs on iTunes, on TuneCore exactly right now, but we are right now trying to finish our album so we can get the rest of the songs out there.
Cool. Now, you got 2 minutes to tell the world anything you want to tell them. What would it be? First you, and then Sandy.
Okay. Look, we work hard. We're hard workers. We want to make a difference in the world with our songwriting. We're songwriters, singer-songwriters first of all, and I'm a producer. And what we want the people to know that we have a style and a message in our music that we want to last. We want to be just like Babyface and the rest of those guys. We're just not here just to be out for one single. We want to write for the great singers and artists of the world.
Cool. Sandy?
And what I want to say is just to tell them, watch out, world, we're coming. And what we're trying to get out there is love. And for man, everybody in the world to just love each other, and that's what our music is gonna say.
Guys, you know what? I can't wait till your album come out, and I'll have you back so we can play the whole entire album. And I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. And the rest of my show is gonna be all about your music.
Oh, thank you
thank
so much
you so
for having
much,
us,
Greg. You're a lovely guy, and to Miss Timmer. Very much for us,
okay?
She's a nice lady. She's a very nice
thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so
you.
Much, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I've got to
To Be Quiet Storm. And I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio in New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. We're listening to the music stylings of that group called Collide, fresh out of California, and they was just on for the interview. I want to thank you, Freddie and Sandy, for the interview. I see big things for you. But before we go on with Collide's music, I want to give a big shout to one of my fellow DJs, Kendo, Kenny, what's up, brother? Thank you for listening. I will see you in the morning at that hour for coffee. So we're going to keep it going right here on G Radio on The Quiet Storm. This is called A Ticket to Ride. If I can get it to play. Okay, here we go. Anyway. Okay, hold on. Here we go. I'm having problems with the board. Brenda! Here we go. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. We're having a bit of problems with the board tonight, but we'll get it right. We're listening to the music stylings of no other than the group Collage. So stay around, stay tuned, and we will keep it going as soon as I get this board to work. I don't know. This is the first. Blog Talk is having some issues here, but we'll see what happens. We are having problems with the board, and I got a new listener tonight, and I can't believe this is happening, you know? But we'll see what happens. Let's try it again. Let's try this again. Okay. I don't know. Brenda, you help me out here, girl. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City. Who do I have on the line?
You have the voice of reason. They call him treason. My name is Ken Do. What's good, Greg?
Ken Do, what's up, brother, brother? Of all the nights you listen to the show, I have problems with the board. Oh, but Ken Do, you can go back and listen to my other shows, and you know it's on the one, bro.
All right, there you go. I could definitely do that. It's sounding good right now.
Thank you, brother. Ken, tell my audience of, 28,000 in five countries how they can get a hold of you, bro. Because you were doing
Hey, man, it's easy. It's easy to get to me, Greg. All you got to do is go to www.world-alliance-records.com, man, and you can get to me all day, every day, 24/7. I'm available and ready to go.
I love that, man. Well, brother, I want to thank you for calling in because we got a lot to talk about, Ken.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely do. But I'm glad you're on radio. I'm on radio. So, you know, we just going to build the masses and make
you
it
know
great.
What? We got to do what we got to do. And I'm going to check you out. And I'll see you tomorrow morning for coffee, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'll talk to you.
All right. God bless.
All right, man. You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Tonight, we had the music stylings and the interview with the group Collage. They are awesome, fresh out of California, and their music, you got big things coming. Thank you, Freddie and Sandy. So we only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to go out with some other stuff. This is one song I haven't played in a while.
I can understand your problems and your worries when you love a man like me. And if you don't mind, I will try to say I love you in this song now. Listen to this melody. You belong to me. I belong to you, yes I do, and we belong to each other, lady, listen to me, baby, there'll be times when I'll be down and I'll be troubled, trying to be that rising star, but don't worry, I will never in our lifetime bust your bubble or bring it down from where you are. You're a queen to me. And Lord knows I'm a king to you, yeah.
Keep their wealth and fame, find clothes and fancy diamonds.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G-Radio New York City. I want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. I want to thank the group Collage, Freddie and Sandy. You guys are awesome. So we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. But remember this, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you are still among the stars. This is The Quiet Storm. I am Greg Lassiter, and this is G-Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. The music for your soul. Peace! Out! Give me